The largest member of an orchestra's brass section was invented in the 1830s to play low and powerful notes. But as WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, the tuba has a surprising range and versatility.
While Penderecki's Capriccio is a tuba standard, there's not a lot of solo repertoire for the instrument popularly known for its ability to belt out oompahs. Carol Jansch is principal tuba of the Philadelphia Orchestra.
I think it's kind of the nature of the instrument that you need someone playing the bass line.
But with valves and 12 to 18 feet of tubing between the mouthpiece and the flared bell, a particular tuba at the mouth of the right player can have a 4-octave range.
You can go as high as your face permits. You put your lips together tighter, you blow faster air, you get a higher note.
Off the orchestral stage, Carol Jansch plays music she likes, whether written for tuba or not, like the Cacciatorian Violin Concerto.
For me, the most fun part is getting to play the melody. I just love playing around with like colors and movement. You wouldn't expect a tuba to be like kind of nimble and floaty. I guess I like challenging preconceptions. Oompahs are fun, but this is really great too.
The orchestral repertoire is growing. Jansch's recordings include the recently released Reflections on the Mississippi, a tuba concerto written by Michael Dougherty for Jansch and the Temple University Symphony Orchestra.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.